When you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. Irving Berlin wrote those words to the infamous and wonderful repetitive movie called White Christmas. I'm invoking White Christmas to help us feel cooler, but I'm also connecting it to this evening's gospel. Bing Crosby sang that to Rosemary Clooney in the movie. She was not able to sleep because she had a worried mind and made the recommendation that blessings be counted to help her fall asleep. We're also reminded to count our blessings, to be grateful for all that God has given to us. And this evening we hear in a famous and important passage in the Gospel of Matthew known as the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaching us about God and about blessing and about who in particular is a manifestation of God's blessing in the world. To be blessed is when someone or something reveals the goodness of God, or the goodness of God is revealed or named to be contained in them or present in that thing or that person. Jesus' teaching on the mountain was an opportunity to reveal and to teach a radical new way, a radical new understanding of God's presence, God's holiness, God's companionship, God's reality with particular folk, with particular people, in a particular fashion. We know this passage, the blessed ours, the blessed bees. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the gentle, the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what is right. Blessed are the merciful, the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted and reviled. God is with these. Now, when I think about counting my blessings, I always think about the good things in my life. I always think about those things which seem to be lovely, easy, generous. And yet here is this invitation from Jesus, this teaching from Jesus that invites us to see blessing from God's perspective, to see how God sees, to make an understanding that God is with those whom we least expect God to be with, that those whom we least expect to be a manifestation of God's holiness in our midst are indeed a revelation of God's beloved blessing, holiness, righteousness in the world. This goes against everything that any prosperity gospel might preach. Alleluia. This is an understanding of the Son of God telling us and teaching us that God is with particular people in particular ways, and often it is in unexpected and unlikely places. That's not to say God isn't in the good. Of course, God is present. Blessings are in those places, and blessed are the good. But here is an invitation for us to open our eyes and to perhaps see newly how God does indeed have a preferential love for those who are broken, for those who are poor, for those who are gentle and quiet, for those who hunger and thirst for what is right. That God chooses to be with and to reveal God's loving presence in and through them. The radical message of the Beatitudes is that God will reveal God's self in ways we least expect. And an invitation for us that when we're worried and we can't sleep, that perhaps we might consider the Beatitudes as a way in which we might explore how in our lives, our gentleness, our meekness, our poverty of spirit, our grief might indeed be the place where God is dwelling with us, and we never saw it until we saw through those eyes that God takes that which is broken in our lives, in our world, snuggles right in beside it and says, "You are holy. You are beloved. I am with you. And you are a blessing." Blessings can be good and difficult. And God reveals most especially through the teachings of his Son, but through the life, death, and resurrection of his Son, that the ultimate blessing is death is no more. Violence will end. Peace will prevail. And a new day will dawn. And when we can't see it, perhaps we just need to hear this teaching one more time. To hear that holiness is not where we expect it. That God dwells in places where we would never imagine God to be found. Within our lives and within the world. So when you are worried and you cannot sleep, practice living as a beatitude, as a beloved, blessed child of God, in the difficult and in the easy, in the challenge and in that which is lovely, in all of it. Amen.